Welcome to Fed Scoop Radio, and now your host, David Stagan.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Fed Scoop Radio for Friday, May 31st, 2013. I am your host, David Stegan. With me today, I have two guests, Fed Scoop's newest reporters, Corey Bennett and Colby Hockmuth. Guys, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thanks, David.
Thanks for having us.
Well, now, you guys just started on Tuesday, and it's nice for me because now I have somebody to help me out with all the writing on FedScoop.com. I guess we'll start with you, Colby, a little bit. Can you just maybe tell all our listeners and readers who are going to be seeing your byline on FedScoop just kind of where you came from and what your background is?
Yeah, I just graduated from Pace University in New York about 2 weeks ago, and I moved down here to D.C. this past weekend. And my family and I grew up in upstate New York around Schenectady. So I'm real excited to be here and excited to start writing about technology.
And Corey, with you, you're like me. You're a Columbia J School grad. What is the rest of your background?
Absolutely. I came out of Columbia J School about a year ago. I've been in D.C. since then, working for National Journal, covering a variety of things for them, education, national security, doing some multimedia work there. And like I said, I was at Columbia J School living in New York. I also worked in New York for a bit, covering customer service, local politics. I covered the midterm elections in 2010 in New York City, doing some local election coverage in that bizarre local political scene. Prior to that, I was in school in upstate New York at Cornell, and I'm originally from Chicago, and excited to get started here doing a bit of the more cybersecurity technical aspect of national security.
Yeah, and also, Corey, you're going to be covering defense some, and Colby, you're going to be doing kind of the technology beats. I guess for you, Colby, what's going to be the most exciting thing about covering federal technology for you?
I think the most exciting part for me is going to be continuing to learn about it. My background is a little bit more in federal policy, so I'm really excited to learn more about what's out there and sort of meet some of the bigger personalities out there in the tech scene in D.C. for sure.
And Corey, you have one of the exciting beats. You're going to be covering defense and cybersecurity, so you get to deal with the big budgets, the all the big money thrown around the Pentagon, and also all the acronyms you're going to have to deal with as well.
Well, that's not going to be the fun part, but yes, I'm fortunate to be covering the one federal agency that does get increased funding every year, almost guaranteed, sequestration aside, of course. But yeah, there's a lot of, it's definitely the, in my mind, one of the most exciting beats to be on, as you mentioned. Cybersecurity legislation is something that's constantly mentioned. It seems almost every week there's new reports of cyber attacks from all around the world, China, the Middle East, even domestically. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how Congress addresses this issue in the coming year before the midterms, or coming year and a half, I should say. And a lot of people seem to think they might not address it, and that's why we're seeing the White House do some stuff. But, you know, seeing what happens on that will be interesting, and all of the doubters. It's an area that people really don't know much about, and we're kind of figuring it out as we go, and that's the exciting part about it.
Now, I don't know about you guys. I always enjoy writing about people. One thing that I've tried to do at FedScoop is really write about, you know, the people who are making the decisions, the ones who are spending the money. You know, those are the kind of stories that I've always just enjoyed doing. For you, Colby, what kind of stories do you like writing?
Yeah, I'm sort of on the same page as you. I love writing profiles. I think that stories about people and human interest stories are the most captivating, and I love meeting new people, so I'm really hoping to have a lot of opportunities to do that, and those are absolutely my favorite stories to write. It's those human interest and personality stories where you really get to know somebody.
And how about you, Corey?
Yeah, you know, I'm quite similar. I also love finding that the small examples that represent larger policy trends, larger social shifts, and putting it into that bigger context. I love the big, you know, thinky pieces in The Atlantic that take such minor personal stories but then relate it to broader trends, and I think there's a really good opportunity to do that in government right now. A lot of these issues are very kind of inaccessible to a lot of people, and to myself included often, and I think there are ways to find these great small examples within agencies, within people who are working within agencies, to depict the larger trends at the policy level, to depict what's going on in Congress, and depict what's happening in D.C. at large.
Yeah, well, I know I'm excited to have you guys here. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to see a lot of great stories from you guys on FedScoop.com. For anybody who's interested in getting connected with you, what's the best place for them to do that? We'll start with you, Colby.
You can follow me on Twitter. It's Colby Ann. And I think that's up on the site by now. And then by email.
And what's your email address?
It's colby.hochmuth@fedscoop.com. H-O-C-H-M-U-T-H.
And how about you, Corey? How can everyone reach you?
Same thing. You can always find me on Twitter. I tweet out a lot of esoteric historical things that you might find quirky, but also going to be tweeting a lot more about cybersecurity and technology. And I'm at Corey Bennett, Corey underscore Bennett, C-O-R-Y underscore B-E-N-N-E-T-T. And also by email, corey.bennett@fedscoop.com.
Great. Well, our listeners and our readers are going to be seeing a lot more of you guys. So we wanted to do a quick introduction. They're going to learn a lot more about you guys in the coming weeks and months. So I want to welcome you to FedScoop, and thanks for helping me out. I appreciate that.
I'm glad we're here to help you, David.
That's all that matters. So, all right, great. Well,
yeah,
I want to thank FedScoop's two newest reporters, Corey Bennett and Colby Hochmuth. And like I said, you guys will be seeing a lot of them. So I want to thank everybody for listening. For FedScoop Radio, this is David Stegen. We'll see you next time.